Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are back with The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 14, and it's called Frenemies Forever. But the truth comes out, Tamra's going down. You guys have to stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What's up, ladies?
Hey.
How are we tonight? Amazing, beautiful panel. My name is Amanda Terry. I'm your host, and I have Carla, who is originally from the OC, so she's a super fan.
Love this show. Love, love.
And then we have red carpet host Shanti.
What's up, you guys?
And we are here to give you guys all the tea. This was a very, very juicy episode. Stay tuned because we're going to be getting into predictions, the live chat, news, all that. So you guys are going to want to stick around. Overall thoughts. Let's just get right into it, girls.
I don't even know where to start. It's just like
even Kelly with the knife, like getting the sauce with the steak knife. I'm like,
and if anyone didn't notice, Tamra and Shen, I think they were drunk. Like during that sit down,
they were drunk.
I was like, oh my god, what is going on here? But Tamra, we're finally seeing her true colors. Actually, everyone is seeing her true colors.
We'll get to that.
Yes,
we will get to that. You guys have to stay tuned because we have a lot of stuff to go over in regards to Tamra Live.
I think this was the best episode yet. Finally, like everything has come to a head. I was enjoying every part of this episode to the very end. I can't wait for next week and I can't wait to talk about it.
I know. I was like, already had some popcorn and I was like, do I need to get more? Because this is getting insane. So, okay, since we're on the subject, let's talk about Tamra lying and about her instigating the entire situation and then Bronwyn getting the brunt and the backfire about talking crap on her.
All right, well, let's get the live chat into this.
I want to know what our fans think.
Says, it is about time Tamra's called on her BS. Shit. Am I allowed to say that? Oh, my God. Nothing bothers me more than not owning up to your own trash talk than blaming everyone else or anyone in the group. Facts, girl. Yes.
So true. I mean, finally, we see everything come to a head this episode. I didn't really know if I liked Bronwyn throughout this whole season.
Agreed.
Didn't dislike her, just wasn't really like I was impartial to her. And now after this episode, I really felt for her, mm-hmm. and I really did start to like her. I feel like I relate to her because I'm someone that like tries to hear everyone's side of the situation and tries to stick up for people
before you decide. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm just like empathetic, and I don't know. I just felt bad for Bronwyn. Like she did nothing but stick up for her friend, and all she got back was like. They just twisted everything and made her look like the villain.
I completely, when she said the new girl always is around, like the new girl always says, I'm not used to being around a group of women that twist and turn where it's like, you're on a reality show. You know what I mean? So it's like, I understand she's not used to that, but it's like, you should know going into something, like there's gonna be drama and we see it every single season with the new girl that gets bullied and then it ends up coming out, then we start liking her and then she becomes stronger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's every single season we see this.
I just think the problem is that Bronwyn is a genuine person.
She really is. She doesn't belong in that group, group of girls. Her and Emily don't belong in that group of girls. They don't.
Like, she genuinely wants to go into this looking for girlfriends. I feel like she's never had that. And so
All she has is her kids.
9 or like 7.
7.
Oh my god.
Same thing.
I'm stressed.
Like, when you go into this like Housewives experience, like you want, like it sounds fun. You're like Housewives of Orange County.
TV,
that's great. Bravo.
Paycheck.
Wonderful. And then when you actually go into it, like it is a shitstorm gossip mess. And I think that if you're not strong, like her character is not someone that wants to fight. And I actually like her for that.
Right.
But it's hard to survive in this environment with that personality.
100%.
So Shady Booty makes a really
Shady Booty, girl.
Shady. What's up, girl?
So she made a really good comment, I think, because it's so true. Tamra keeps the show going, to be honest. And it's so true. And I hate that it's true. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel like she's the only one left, right?
You guys.
She's like one that now, Vicky was the OG. I feel like now she's the OG.
I just, okay. Like kind of piggybacking off what Shanti said. I really wasn't sure about if I like Bronwyn or whatever. Same. I always liked Tamara because, you know, she's an original, like she's been around forever, but I've always been honest and said that she lies. And she, like Kelly said, quote unquote, throws a bomb and walks away. Mm-hmm. Which is the truth. This episode really made me not like her. Like, more as it progresses, like, I get it. You're on a TV show, there needs to be drama, whatever. But to a certain extent, it is just very excessive. And it's like, I don't understand how any woman can really want to be her friend at this point. Because she's doing it to everyone.
I totally agree with you. Like, I feel like in the past, like, I've never hated Tamara or disliked Tamara. I've actually always kind of liked her. And mm-hmm. I think in the past couple episodes of this whole season, we've, like, noticed that this is coming. But this episode, it all came to a head. And Tamara kept saying, like, everything she was saying was a lie. And then they snap back to the, like, what actually happened. And then she says another lie. And then they snap, like, it's...
Did she not think that all the women were gonna get together just like what happened? And guess what? The truth came out.
Finally, though, right? It's like we're all kind of sitting there like, yes, the truth. Like,
I was so
we
happy.
We all want it.
Yeah.
And watching, like, Bronwyn take the brunt of it up, and they're calling Bronwyn, and Kelly's like,
yep.
What's going on? Why did you bring this up? Like, it was hard for me because I'm like, Bronwyn's a good person, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's crazy. I don't know. I feel like this was bound to happen, though, like, no matter what.
It was going to come to a head.
But it would never happen past episodes, though.
What I think is crazy, though, is that how do your storylines change so drastically? Like, do these meetings, like, restaurant meetings happen, like, very far apart? Like, I want to know. How or, like, does Tamara watch this back and, like, feel like a psycho? You must.
No, it's like day after.
I would be really embarrassed. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's on camera. You're saying it to multiple women. Like, when alcohol is involved, like, the truth comes out. Like, they're all... It's insane.
Her
like,
eyes
I
drooping.
Love watching it. I love watching it.
Her
I
eyes really drooping do. In that restaurant with, like, Shannon Kelly was amazing. That was
Tamara
like, oh, my God.
Was buzz there, but yes. That's not, like, if that had been the first time that she
it's
was saying lies.
I told you guys when we first started the show, mm-hmm. when she was like, the truth is the truth. I was like, she's buzzed before the episode even started because she always, like, the certain way that she speaks and what she says when she's drunk, she's done it for years. So I knew right away.
But
I was
also,
like, she's lying.
I was disappointed in Shannon in that scene that she wasn't sticking up for the truth more. Like, she was more going along with Tamara, what
like,
Tamara
I get
was saying.
It. That's your best friend. But...
But I wish that she would have just more so said the truth. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. She just, like, you could tell she was, like, literally biting her lip. And it's like, what goes around comes around. Like... Was it Kelly that brought it up when she was like, Tamara said this, Tamara
yes.
said that?
Oh,
remember?
No. What was
Who
it?
Was it?
It was Bronwyn that started it, saying she brought up the train.
Right.
And then it just kind of went
but,
from there.
Yeah, everybody just started coming to a realization that Tamara's been the brunt of the problem this entire
yeah.
time.
Yeah, Bronwyn explained all the different situations of
right.
when
so,
Tamara's brought it up.
In the live chat, Kim Can asks, or she mentioned something. She says, honest drama can be good. Is there such thing as honest drama?
Yes.
Is there really? So, like, you can
yeah,
disagree on
drama,
something,
drama
but it's factual.
Is, yeah. Not all drama is
yeah,
a lie.
Yeah, I guess sometimes people just see
or
things
gossip.
Differently. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like you can make a situation more dramatic by talking about it if it's the truth or if it's a lie. What?
Yes, I agree.
You agree, Ryan? I'm like, what? I'm like, come on.
That sounds amazing.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Yeah.
I don't think that all drama is based around false...
I think that drama can bring issues to the surface. You can talk about your opinion, their opinion, have, like, a civilized conversation about it. It's when you're stirring the pot and saying false things about, like, what didn't happen and the false truth, that's when drama is... unnecessary, annoying, and
I feel a lie. I feel like drama becomes drama in people's eyes when they feel like they have something to hide.
Wait, so Shady Booty says, Emily and Gina's drama is honest drama. Okay, I get it now. There's such thing as honest drama.
That's true.
Yes. So sometimes your feelings are just hurt. You don't agree. You don't see things the same way. Right. And there's disagreement. Okay. Right.
Again, if somebody feels like it's dramatic, I feel like you're not in touch with your emotions or you have something to hide or whatever. Like, you have a negative outlook on it.
But even just, like, if you think an something argument dramatic can like that. Be drama. And it's, like, not necessarily drama. It's just that you have an argument.
I just feel like we're all so damn hypersensitive. Everything's whatever.
We are bare hormonal women, okay?
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
This world is very hypersensitive.
Every month we get a friend and it's not fun.
I am definitely hormonal today. I totally
you guys,
cried. I'm
this
like,
is a whole another episode, okay? Before we go any further in regards to hormones or whatever, let's just share some information with our viewers, Carla.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you so much for making this the ESPN of TV Talk. We definitely couldn't do this without all of you. So just make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your aunt, tell your neighbor. Check us out on iTunes if you haven't done so already. Make sure to give us 5 stars because we love you and we hope you love us. Leave us a comment. And yeah, we love hearing what you have to say. So leave us some feedback. We love hearing it all.
Yes. Thank you, hun.
I just imagine telling my neighbor about AfterBuzz, like knocking on the door. Like, just think about your own neighbor. Like, it's hilarious. Do you guys know your neighbors?
No. I would not.
I know a couple of them, but I'm not really inclined to have a combo. If we want to get some views, I'm all for it. Okay. So moving on to the next topic. I'm going to put my paper down. Kelly crying. Okay. We don't see this a lot.
Kelly crying.
We saw Kelly crying about how she was saying she didn't know who to trust. It was when Tamra and Shannon were at the table and told her that Bronwyn was talking crap. So to see Kelly cry like that and be like, I don't know who to trust, I felt for her because you don't know who to freaking trust. Mm-hmm. It's hard out there in this world, kids, especially in the OC, you know what I mean?
I think Kelly is genuinely a very sensitive person. I think why she's so reactive.
That's why she comes off so strong, because she has that barrier she's putting on a front.
I think she's very emotional, so I wasn't super surprised. I think that's who she really is, and I think if she really expects these ladies to be her friend, she's obviously going to get her feelings hurt, because I feel like there's a lot of things that happen behind her back.
100%.
And also, she has, like, a huge wall up. Like, this whole season, she's been, like, this person's coming for me, this person's coming for me. Like, people can't hang out without talking about me. So she already has, like, this negative connotation about this group.
Okay.
And it doesn't help when Tamra's, like, you know, bringing up her lawsuit. Remember how she freaked out she got? And she was like, you guys brought up my lawsuit?
I don't
lawsuit?
Blame her. It's like,
I
do.
I agree with her. Yes. Like, that is messed up. Tamra, again, is the one that's bringing it all up. So, I mean, now, like, this episode also made me kind of feel for Kelly. Like, I know that I've been saying in the past couple episodes that she's kind of freaked out, which she has, but
it's fucking justified
because every girl is saying different things to her. Her best friends are saying one thing to her, which is not what's happening. So who can you trust?
Yeah.
It's not a good situation.
I agree 100%. I also wanted to discuss the whole drug situation
with Shannon and her daughters.
Yeah.
That's overboard.
I don't think it's overboard. In this day and age, if I was a mom, I think I'd do the same exact thing 100%. I wish my parents would have freaking done that to me.
Why? What'd you do?
I wanted more, girl. I was a wild one. I wanted discipline in my life, and I didn't have it.
I disagree.
So, what?
Same.
I disagree.
You think it's overboard?
Yeah.
Yes. I think that the more you try to shelter a kid, mm-hmm. the more that they rebel.
I agree.
So
with that, I'm just saying I wish I had more.
you wanted more.
Yes, but I agree. They rebel. They 100%
it's like,
rebel.
I had a situation where my parents got divorced when I was 16, literally in the middle of high school.
Oh, God.
And on one hand, my mom was like this total control freak and was strict, blah, blah, blah. And then when my parents divorced, I went and lived with my dad. He was the opposite of the spectrum. He, like, didn't have a curfew, kind of let me do whatever I want. But, like, at that point, I respected it. And so I had, like, a weird situation, but I was mature enough to realize, like, okay, I know the other end of the spectrum, and I'm going to, like, respect my dad's rules and do what he wants because, like, he trusts me as an adult. So I think that you should trust your kids, have the conversations with them about drugs and alcohol. This is what happens. I know what you're going to do. I snuck out and did and did lots of bad things when I was a teenager.
Everyone needs to do that, though.
Yeah, they do.
It's just part of life.
Then you're missing out on life.
Yeah.
You have to.
It's we're not encouraging kids to go out and party, but we are encouraging you to live your life.
Test the limits. No, I think ultimately, I think as a parent at that age, when you're like 16, 17, 18,
it becomes a different.
Well, not even that, but I think you've done your job. So you have to trust that your kids can walk out into the real world and make the right choices. My parents were really strict on me, but I always knew right from wrong. And even if I wanted to hide and do something bad, I could have, but I still didn't because I appreciated what they taught me. So I think you have to trust what your
not
parents...
Not every kid's like that, though.
And it's how they handle it. That's what, like, they're going to get into it.
No, really.
It's how they handle it is where the parenting comes in.
But think about it. Even if, let's say, as a child, you were to do drugs, a parent, no matter what test or anything you want to do, they can't stop you.
Right.
You can't stop someone from doing what they want to do no matter what age. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Yes, agreed.
Right, so you can shelter it all you want.
I just appreciate the concern and proper parenting. I don't want to say proper parenting. People are very sensitive. I appreciated the gesture of her caring about her kids doing drugs.
A lot of parents
that's
care
all
about
I want
their
to
kids.
Say. That's all I want to say about
I
that.
I agree. That's
yeah.
always nice.
Yeah. Yes. I just think it's a little overbearing, especially like Shannon is a crazy mom. Like, or a crazy... I mean crazy.
I mean
crazy in the nicest term. Like, I love her party atmosphere. Like, let's do this. So I would think that she'd be, like, a little less lenient on her kids. Like, it kind of surprised me.
So Charo Tara Chaz says, I agree. Trust your kids and hit them with a chancla when they start messing up. So since you
mine was a fly swatter. Mine was a fly swatter.
A chancla is a sandal. So
a chancla is a sandal.
It says, trust your kids and hit them with a chancla when they start messing up. So since I'm the Hispanic one, your chancla is a little sandal. You get smacked with it if you act up. Yes, girl.
since we're on the subject of kids, I wanted to talk about how mature and smart Kelly's daughter is.
She's amazing.
I love her.
How she was saying, you know, like, why would you want to be friends with somebody that bullied you and this and that? It's like, I really feel like Kelly goes to her for advice. And it's amazing advice. Always. I'm never disappointed. I want to be friends with her.
She's literally constantly the voice of reason.
She
I don't know
really
if you noticed.
Is.
Every
she
scene
really
that she has with her mom, she's constantly like, well, you should do this. Well, you should do this.
She's like, a good kid. Man.
Yes.
She's
who
a
taught
really
you
good
this?
Kid.
Maybe the
she
dad's
is.
Amazing. I don't know.
You guys, I like Kelly. I just think that she I think that the way she handles situations, nobody's perfect. We all have our problems, and one of her faults is just reacting. But
we
all
like
in
Kelly.
All, I like Kelly a lot.
No, she's a really good mom.
She is a good mom, yeah.
The main thing I don't like about Kelly is that she is unpredictable.
Yes.
And like it's hard to have a friend. I can't imagine having like a best friend that's unpredictable. Yeah. I'm like, oh girl,
she
like,
might even
are you
freak
okay?
out on
you look
you.
Tired today. And she's like freaks out. You know what I mean? It's just I don't like
it's stressful.
It's stressful and it's not you can't be real because you're always walking on eggshells. So that's the one thing that I don't
But
like
I just
want to
know how much of it is real and how much of it is amplified via editing in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
a good question.
Like, I really want to know that. I mean, there's only so much that you can fake, and we've been watching this for so many years where we can pretty much gauge what's going to happen and know their personalities and such. But I really do want to... Like, I met Emily, and she's so sweet. She's super reserved. Just like how she is in person. She's really sweet. And shout out to her. I hope she gets better. She had knee surgery. So... sending love to Emily.
I do want to just jump on that topic where we're talking about Kelly and her personality. I noticed that there's a part where, like, her and Shannon and Tamara are talking, and Kelly's like, this is my personality. Like, I'm just joking around. Like, this is what I say. You know, like, these girls don't get my humor.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wrote down is, like...
About the free pass?
No, I just said, like, yeah, you can joke around with your friends, but you don't joke around talking about death with, like, people that are not your friends, a.k.a. Vicky. So, like, yeah, like, we get your humor if you're, like, talking about
I feel like
Tamara
they were on
and
the
Shannon.
Rocks, though. I feel like Vicky and Kelly are on the rocks. Like, they made up, and then they got mad. So it's like that rocky relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like... I get, like, little jokes here and there, but the death joke is...
No, that was a little...
That's a little
no,
bit offensive, and I feel like...
It's insensitive.
It's insensitive, and if you're going to make an insensitive joke, make it about a friend that understands it. Don't make it about someone that you...
That you know
just hatch a friendship
well,
with.
Well, in regards to that, I thought you were going to say, like, Kelly's getting a free pass. I can't remember who it was this episode, but they were saying they're sick of Kelly always getting the free pass. Like, oh, that's just Kelly. That's just Kelly. How do you feel about that? I feel like we were kind of on that route.
So in the live chat, before we move on to that, Shady Booty says Jolie is 13 going on 30. Totally agree.
Yes.
And then Charlotte Terracha says Kelly is misunderstood. Says no one, but I like Kelly and Brandy's tandem. And I do think
they're perfect friends together.
No, I think they are misunderstood, but yeah. I think they don't have the proper skills to communicate effectively.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And they are just so rough around the edges and just... this is how I am, and I say it how I am, and you either take it or leave it. It's like, no. We all need to realize not everybody else is like us, and we have to be sensitive, and we have to know how to talk to people. I can honestly relate because I'm a very outgoing, like, straight-to-the-point type of person. And, you know, I've made some comments out in public to people where I didn't realize until my friend was like, hey, that was, like, really insensitive. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm just telling the truth. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it right on my part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I feel like... wow, I'm like Kelly. I just realized.
Well, they're very blunt. They're super blunt. They're blunt to the nth degree.
I just can't be fake. You can't pay me to be fake, and apparently you can't pay them to be fake either.
Yay! Okay. Yeah, but it's not about being fake. It's just not about, like, saying your opinion to the nth degree in, like, live situation. You know what I mean?
Like, I just feel like Tamara's fake. Okay, yes. So she's fake. So it's like, she's, you see what I mean? But she's choosing to do those things, and the other girls are choosing not to, and they're getting the backlash for it, and they're horrible people, and they're insensitive, and they're this and
Tamara
that.
Tamara is fake and two-faced.
It's like, what? I don't even, honestly, I mean, we all know that Vicky and Tamara's relationship, friendship, whatever, has been on the rocks, but I really don't understand how it's still, you know, lasted even this long. Because Vicky and Tamara do the same exact thing to all of the girls.
It's confusing.
Have you
noticed
that? It's they're literally Tweedledee and Tweedledee. Like,
but I'm a powerful Vicky stan, so you know how I feel about Vicky. But Tamara is just on the outs here. Like, she's just creating shit over and over again every week.
She really is. We have some news to get into.
Oh.
I'm excited about this.
AfterBuzz TV.
Let's get into the news.
Here we go, you guys. We have three stories.
Give it to us.
Here is the news and gossip for the week. Okay, so in a Page Six article, Bronwyn admitted to cheating on her husband, Sean, during a rough patch.
Wait, what?
Yeah. In a recent interview, Bronwyn said she related to Gina being intimate with her now ex-husband, Matt. She understood the situation, stating, Sean and I almost got divorced. So when she was going through this, I was like, hey, we've been through infidelity. We've gone down this road, and Sean and I have gotten stronger. She went on to say, I cheated on Sean. We separated. I took the kids. He was with someone else, too. We were in two different homes. I went to Hawaii. I took the kids. I enrolled them in school. I told Sean I was done. I just didn't want to be single mom anymore. He traveled 25 days out of the month.
Wow.
So what happened was they eventually got back together after a few months. He flew to Hawaii to win her over. And she said he got down on one knee and re-proposed to me. He had quit his job. He was the president of a very successful company. He said he sold his shares and he walked away and became a stay-at-home dad for like 8 years.
Oh,
he said, I'd rather choose you guys than my work. And then they worked on the relationship for years.
Oh my god, that is like
interesting.
That is like really sweet.
Because it's sweet though, I'm confused.
Well, they've painted their whole relationship like perfect. And so it's nice to hear that there was some issues.
I appreciate her being transparent.
I do too.
I really do.
I'm liking Bronwyn more and more.
Me too, girl. I really like Bronwyn as well. Carla, how do you feel? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't know. I cheating's like a trigger for me. I don't even know why I've never even been through it, but I just think it's like weird.
What do you mean, like you would never go back?
No.
Oh, I would
neither. Literally could.
I would neither.
If you offered me $5 million to get back with someone who cheated on me, I would literally
not
take it.
But what if, like, you made a mistake? Like, humans make mistakes.
I just feel like
that's
if it
cool.
happens,
go with someone else.
I feel like cheating happens, like, you have time to think about it and process it and feel
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you don't, though.
Then you put yourself in a really
I'm
bad
not
situation.
For cheating people, I'm
but then
saying.
You put yourself in a really bad situation.
It's like when you eat that piece of cake. I didn't mean to. I didn't plan it. But it happens
But you took the time to get the cake sliced. You put a
you
fork
took,
in your
you
hand.
You got a fork. You put it in your mouth. You swallowed.
By the way, I am not sticking up for cheaters. I'm just saying that as humans, we make mistakes. And, like, Bronwyn made a mistake. And, look, they got back together. And everything's
you know,
hunky-dory.
A mistake
for
is forgetting your anniversary, okay? That's a mistake. No.
Damn. Carla's a tough one, kids.
No, I'm not.
I feel like Carla should give relationship advice. She's a good one.
Yeah, we know. She's giving us all a relationship advice here. Okay, let's move on to the next story. If you've been living under a rock, Vicky filed a defamation lawsuit against Kelly Dodd, but then she dropped it. Basically, she wanted to block NBC and Bravo from certain phrases Kelly said in some of the episodes.
Which is?
You prey on older people. You are a con woman.
Wait.
You engage in fraud. So Kelly,
I don't understand.
Kelly said those things about Vicky. Vicky didn't want NBC or Bravo to say or to put those on the episodes.
So that's not defamation of character. If it's true.
I know.
So if something is true, just so everybody knows, if something is it's true, 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 true things happen, whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It cannot be called defamation of character. Do you know what I mean? If something happened that's true and you can prove it or whatever,
but
it is
those
not.
Those are not true. Anyways, I'm so sick of housewives like submitting stuff and then, like it's always like a threat. You know what I mean?
People just want to get some money.
Exactly. So she filed a lawsuit and then she took it away. Okay. All right. So this is the
Vicky is an older
story.
Woman.
No, she preys on older people. Mm. Vicky preys on older people.
Isn't she old though?
Yeah.
How old does she prey?
Okay, whatever. You guys, this is the juiciest story of all. Remember Lori Peters?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was one of the first ones.
Yes.
Yeah, season one.
Yeah, we remember. Rich, poor. Married a rich guy. Her son, he was a little into trouble all the time. He was attacked in jail, okay?
Oh, so wait, he's in jail still?
He is in jail because...
He was in jail
we
the first
video.
Season.
We have a video. Okay, we might need to fast forward a little bit, but basically...
Oh my god, I'm so scared.
He is in jail, and he is going to get attacked by one of the inmates.
Oh, I'm scared.
The inmate has a razor...
Oh my god!
...under a towel.
You guys, oh my god, this is not okay.
By the way, the son is, like, really holding his own. I'm surprised.
You guys, I don't ever want to go to jail.
I read the article first, and I was like, oh, damn, I'm scared. But, like, he's really holding
it's
his own.
It's still going. It is still going.
Guess what? It was, like, 3 minutes and 30 seconds until a guard actually got in there, which is
okay.
A long
watching.
You guys,
he's not scared.
You guys, why wouldn't he just close the door? Look it. Okay. Just close the door.
Let's not.
Just close the door.
I don't think it's as easy as that. That man was waiting for him.
And the guy is
him.
Now inside of his cell.
Yep.
Oh, I am afraid.
So Josh was, who is charged with 3 counts of attempted murder. That's why he's in jail.
3 counts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Of attempted murder?
So Josh suffered slash wounds.
He's going to be in jail for a while.
No, he was attacked.
Wait, no, he's going to be in jail.
That doesn't mean anything just because he was attacked.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know his sentence, but he is also being attacked.
If he has 3 counts of attempted murder, like, he's going to be in jail for a while. He's a gangster from the OC. Watch out. He's from the South Side OC.
Anyways, that was crazy. Crazy. Some jailhouse drama from the OC.
Oh, my God.
And wow. Thank you, Shanti. That's all we got for you.
Thank you, Shanti. Oh, my God. Ay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. Let's move forward and let's talk about Shane and Emily at dinner.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Well, I think Ryan's ready for his shadiest moment.
Okay.
That was a slip of the hand.
Oh, okay.
That was a slip of the hand.
I wanted to talk about the dinner. You
God,
know what I mean?
How did we not get here yet?
Yeah, we got to see Shane be more of a jerk and be less supportive and literally... bringing bread bowls to the table and wafting the smell into Emily's face when she's literally saying, like, please, I can't eat this. Like, I'm trying to do good. And he's just tempting her. And...
Okay.
Why would you want to be with somebody like that? I don't get it. I understand if you love somebody, you have kids. Cool. To a certain extent, this stuff needs to stop. You just need to walk away and say, I'm done.
Carla's notes are, I would slap Shane! Exclamation point. Okay, here's the other Shane. Once again, I like to see every side of the story, like, devil's advocate likes
it. What side?
No, just, okay.
What else do you
need
to see?
What else do we need to see?
I try to think, like, okay, Shane's been edited. All he has been edited is his sarcastic comments. And so, like, I just try to look at his side of the story. So, then there was the bread bowl thing.
If I was him, I would just never say anything sarcastic if that's how they're going to make me.
I would just stand there and just stand there. Then there's the bread bowl. The bread bowl thing, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm sorry, excuse my language. She's on a diet, and she's, literally saying, I don't want any bread.
So and he's like,
here it is. It's here, so have mean. Some. Have some bread.
Oh, like, and then he's like, oh, and some fries for an appetizer. What? It was like he was just going.
It's so rude. Like, that's just beating someone while they're down. It's just not supporting your wife.
That's not caring about somebody. How do you treat the mother of your kids like that?
But then...
In public.
I'm not done yet. Let's go back to Shane's side. Then she says that she wants to go back to therapy with them. And Shane says, well, we were going to therapy. And then I kept going and you stopped going. And you would cancel and you wouldn't show up.
Yeah, just straight throwing her under the bus, man.
Yeah, but I would be annoyed if I was Shane, too. What if you were constantly going to therapy and then your partner just stopped showing up? And then, you know, 8 months later, they're like, let's go to therapy again. You're like, I was there. Where were you? Like, I'd be annoyed, too.
I just want the facts and to know, like, what's really going on. But I just know that is not a time and place to have a conversation like that. But I can relate because when you have a relationship like that, in public, you feel like those are the times to talk about things because you feel like you can actually get your feelings across. Does that make sense?
No. What are you talking about?
Okay. So if you're in like a relationship like this, like a toxic relationship or like whatever, where you feel like it's one-sided.
Uh-huh.
Imagine all that stuff that's going on at home all the time. Uh-huh. We see how many percentage of their relationship on TV, and none of it's nice. None of it's good. Emily's crying every time. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. I'm saying, I think Emily felt the comfortability to be able to talk about that in public because she was actually able to get her point across. If this were behind closed doors, she would never get her point across. Do you understand? No?
I'm on Emily's side. Like, okay. I want the best for their relationship. I'm just trying to think of how he says, we went to therapy, you stopped coming, you canceled last minute, and now you want to go again. I'm on his side. Like... And she wants to go now again? Like,
so Kim Kahn says Shane's an idiot, unfeeling, but not wrong about Emily first making the commitment about therapy and then not going. So
right.
I agree. If
no,
you
I
say
agree
you
want to
work
too.
On something and then you kind of stop going, it's like, do you really want to work on it? Do you not? I think it takes two people to really make something work.
It
and
does.
As bad as he is, she also, to some extent, needs to learn to understand him for there to be a mutual respect.
And then absolutely. To her defense, she said that when she was going, he was very unself-aware. And it was, like, to the point where she was kind of sick and tired of it because he was not, like, you know, he
maybe,
wasn't getting
maybe,
any better.
Yeah.
And he wasn't admitting his problems.
I was just going to say maybe he wasn't admitting his faults and she felt like it was pointless.
A waste of time.
Yeah, and a waste of money. You know what I'm saying?
But then don't bring it up again.
Right.
Yeah, because he said it's a waste of money for us to go.
I just think... Then there's your answer.
She needs to let it go.
I'm just, honestly, I don't understand. Like, to a certain extent, you have to just be like, it's not working. Like, you can't force something. You can force something for so long, but at a certain point, it's like, okay, the universe is showing you it's not happening.
10 years.
Like, literally, you guys, it's like, you have to just want better for yourself. And I know that it's scary. I know that it's scary or whatever, but, like, you just have to take that step, and there's so much better out there. There's so
great
much
advice.
There's so much better out there. If I can only just take my own dang advice, huh?
For me, I felt like there was a moment where Emily was talking in her interview where I just totally felt for her. And
oh,
she was bawling. She was like, it's not working anymore. Like, we keep having the same problems over and over again, but what do? I have all these small children. And I'm like, shit. What do you do? Like,
yeah.
It's not the worst of the worst. It's definitely not the best of
like
the best.
But
you throw in the towel just because, like, it's not great right now?
No, it's not right now. It's all the time, like she's saying. If it's the same fundamental problems, like she's saying, like, no trip is going to fix this,
blah, blah.
So then if counseling's not going to fix it, if a vacation's not, if all these things that you've been trying for 10 years is not going to fix it, it comes to a certain point where you have to just be like, why are we continuing to do this? And I'm not wishing her ill. Like, I would love for it to work out. You know what I mean? I just want her to be treated right because I feel like she's an amazing mom. She's an amazing woman. And I feel like she deserves better. I don't feel like anybody deserves to feel like they're in a half-assed relationship or they're giving more than the other person.
You know what someone told me that resonated with me that I can't relate to because I'm not married? Is she said, In marriage, there's not bad weeks. There's bad years.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God. I don't want to be married.
No, but like.
No, but it's a job. No, but a relationship is a job, you guys. But
think about it like that. Like, maybe they're going through a phase right now.
How long has that person been married?
No, she's not married. It's just her friends that said that.
Oh, okay. Well, someone said, Shady Booty said she has, Emily has low self-esteem and she won't leave. And then someone else said that.
She has low self-esteem because of the relationship that she's in. Once she leaves the relationship, she's going to become a stronger woman. I guarantee freaking to you.
And then they said Shady Booty said her and Gina have that in common. I think there's just certain women that are willing to really fight for their families. And kudos to you, but I could never.
But I don't think that's low self-esteem. Like, I think that she's working for her family. I don't think that's low self-esteem.
But if you know that you can do better, why don't you do better?
But maybe she doesn't know that. Maybe she doesn't think that.
She doesn't know that. She doesn't think that because of what's happening in her relationship.
But it's easy for us to see on the outside. Like,
yeah, it's true.
It's so much easier to be like, oh, just drop your husband and
I'm not saying drop your husband. I'm just saying, like, I feel like, okay, she at least has a couple things in her corner. She has a nice job. She's financially stable. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. It's like a lot of these women don't want to leave relationships because, like, okay, I have to start all over. Where am I going to go? I don't have a hat. I don't have this. She at least has a couple steps ahead. I'm not saying she's in an ideal situation. It's still a shitty situation either way. But I really feel like she should look at, like, the pot. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, she's going to be okay. Like, she's going to be okay.
Not that I want to defend Shane, because I would hate to do that, but but at the same time, we don't see the good.
Because I feel never like he's seen the good in
no,
Shane.
So we don't see the good. Maybe that's what she holds on to. Maybe the good about him is really great.
Well, did you see how good he was with the kids yet? That other episode a couple weeks ago, where he was like cooking with them.
I mean, everybody has good in them. It's about like your needs being met and being happy. You know what I mean? And it being like.
Like a give and take.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. Like a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if your needs constantly aren't being met and you're just crying your eyes out and whatever, like, what good is there to hold on to? Oh, he's good with the kids. Oh, he's nice sometimes. Like,
but guess what? We only see
the bad. I know.
We're only going off of what we see. Emily's side. Yeah. Imagine if this was the housewives or the house husbands.
There should
of
be
Orange
a
County,
house husbands.
Where
there
it
should.
Was Shane's. Freaking side, and it was all of him, and he says all of his stuff. Like, we only see one side, we only see 1% of the relationship, so we really can't understand what's fully going on. So it's easy for us to say, oh, you should just walk away. But for me, I'm like, there's more to it.
We're speaking off what we see.
True.
I'm like, so
true,
seeing all kinds of mean stuff. Carla, let's jump into what are the comments?
Well, Ryan is hilarious. He says, we are all going to be okay if you like this video. If you like this video, your life's going to be amazing. Shady Booty says, I agree, though. Fighting for family is great. Kim Can says, face reality, accept it or don't, but get off the pot. And then Shady Booty says, I see Red Flag City. Charotero Chaz, Shane will blame editing, fearless forecast in the reunion, LOL, editing.
Guys, I have a comment.
What's up, Ryan?
Ryan, give it to us.
If you're wearing rose-colored glasses, you can't see the red flags.
Wow. Oh my. Who taught you that? That's deep.
If you're wearing rose-colored glasses, you can't see the red flags.
Honey, I'll see the red flags, and I'll be like, hey, girl, hey, keep on going. Next red flag. Like, you know, it's like you have to, like, stop when you see red flags. Like, really, I think,
but
like...
who really does?
We all see red flags, no, but we never stop. We're like, we'll give them a pass this time.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Okay, special segment. Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. I miss Eminem. Where he be at? Okay. No, he's not Eminem, you guys. Eminem is not in jail. That was a false statement. Allegedly. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, shadiest moment. Shanti, what's your shadiest moment, girl?
So, here is my first shady moment.
She's got multiple.
This is, like, a general one where Kelly was talking about Vicky and talking about her, like, feeding her old dog and said, now I know what Steve must feel like to be with Vicky. Okay, so that's a normal one. Okay, here's the undercover shady one. When Kelly tells Shannon that Tamara said that Shannon has put on weight.
That was mean.
For
your friend to say that about you after you tell, like,
I literally wrote that, you guys, weight. I wrote this down. I put
shady.
Kelly should have not told Shannon about Tamara saying weight gain.
That's
like,
mean.
That right there is just like,
no.
You have this information to talk about, right? And you choose wisely. And she just went for the deepest.
But listen, I agree with you on all counts, but in this case, Kelly needed to explain what kind of friend Tamara is.
I agree, but she went a little too far. I don't think that. I think that comment should have been. I know. You mean Shannon? But I feel. Sorry, I feel like that comment should have been left out because it's gonna hurt Shannon.
It is, but now she knows what kind of friend Tamara is.
I know, but it's gonna hurt her, and she's really vulnerable, and she's been trying to lose weight.
Shannon is so sensitive.
I feel so bad.
Oh, she's better than last season, you guys. Okay.
No, I can't stand sensitive people. They drive me nuts.
Then why do you like me?
No, you're not.
Then how do you like me?
No, you're really not.
How do you like me
today?
I'm sensitive.
All right, what's your shady moment?
She's like, I actually don't like either of you.
And we love everyone, especially in the live chat. So please give us a like.
Who else is in the live chat? And what's your shady moment?
My shady moment is Jolie when she says, was telling Kelly, you ran out of material 5 years ago. Because you know how Kelly always says those one-liners that she thinks are great? And they're kind of like cheesy? Jolie's hilarious. I love her.
Jolie, we love you.
My shadiest moment was that comment about, you know.
The dog, Olding.
Yeah, that
the old dog.
Yeah,
oh my god. Bad. So live chat always has a shady moment. Charlotte Tara Chaz says, shadiest for me tonight was Shannon sipping her drink while the women are talking about Tamara. Shady Buddha said, Tamara, not all of us are half reptile and are thin and muscular since the dawn of time. Oh my god, you guys are going in. I love it.
Oh my god. I love it. Okay. Is there anything else that we wanted to talk about before we move on to predictions?
What do we think of Gina sleeping with her husband?
Dude, it happens.
What? Okay, that's fine.
I don't agree with it. Like, obviously, it was a dumb move, but like, dude, it happens. We've all like, come on. Like, you can't blame her. At least it was her ex-husband, and it wasn't like some random dude on the street. I don't know.
It happens, but what I was stuck on this week was the therapy session and how Gina was like saying how essentially how manipulative her husband is, like. Calling her selfish for not wanting to get back together when he's the one that cheated on her. It's like, this is such a case of, like, dude. You know what I mean?
Men are so arrogant. Like, who do you think you are? You mess up and then you want to come make us feel bad? Like, get out of here. Bye.
Totally. Seriously. So. Okay, moving on to prediction, kids.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I predict Tamara's going to cry. Tamara's going to cry next episode and she's going to try to, you know, get away with it with the tears and nobody's going to have it. I guarantee you. Mark my words.
Everyone's going to finally get up on Tamara. She's going to have no one in her corner. Maybe Vicky if she makes another appearance. And it's over. Game over.
Oh.
Yes.
Girl. Tamara and Shannon's relationship is going to come to a head. We see like a little bit.
Shannon's going to blow up.
Yeah. Gina and Tamara are getting into it. Or like Gina's telling Tamara about stuff. They're going to get into it. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
Shannon's going to do her.
It's gonna be good. Right? It's gonna be good.
She's gonna do it. I'm telling you.
I can't wait, honestly.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay, so let's go ahead and exit out. Shanti, where can everybody find you?
You guys, thank you so much for watching. This was such a fun episode.
It was.
I know, I loved
Please
it.
Please follow me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina and say hi. I'll follow you back.
You can follow me on Instagram at Carla Alcantaras and Twitter at Carla_C.
My name is Amanda Terry, and you can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I. And I'm also here on Thursdays to cover the new Jersey Shore family vacation. Sorry. Catch us next week, guys. Thank you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.